Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We have just had such a treat. We've had such a treat. Yes, this incredible, incredible band, Parts and Fiction, and they're in studio with us. I'm going to send you a link to a cover of a cover that they did.
But Rolene, yeah, taking you back to Israeli news, apparently there's breaking news today.
There's a lot of news coming in over the last hour. We've had notification from the UN Human Rights Council that they've published their blacklist of Israeli companies that they say are working in settlements. They use the term settlements. And this, of course, has had a very, very strong response from Israel. Benny Gantz, the leader of Kahol VeLevan, saying this is a dark day for human rights. He said that the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has lost touch with reality and lost touch with humanity. The Palestinians are hailing this. The Yesha Council has said that this is a proof yet again that the United Nations is biased, non-neutral, and acts against the state of Israel. If you're looking online, people are saying this is right back to pre-war Germany when Jewish businesses were boycotted. People are lamenting the fact that this could severely impact Palestinian workers who work for these companies. It is noted that their database of about 112 companies that they say are conducting in the West Bank, because they are active there, they have raised a particular human rights concern, and these are companies that include banks, construction firms, international firms, including Airbnb, Expedia, TripAdvisor, Motorola, and various others. And as you can imagine, the reaction from Israel has been very, very strong. People using terminology like blatant anti-Semitism. This is a new kind of yellow label. And the biggest concern by Israel is not just this horrendous act of anti-Semitism, but what it could do for Palestinians. If there are blacklists, if there are boycotts, they could very, very soon lose their jobs.
And more than that, Rolene, I would imagine that much of the economy is linked to Israel in terms of just the food that they eat and the water that they drink, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, just think of what would happen if they had to, you know, really take this to the nth degree. But, yeah, let's rather talk about the boat that has been quarantined. What is Netanyahu doing about the Israelis on board?
I just want to touch on a few more points while we're talking about this blacklist. It's very important to note that this is treatment exclusive to Israel. This is not treatment that any other country that's engaged in disputed territories or any other country that's engaged in conflict. This is treatment that is specific and only specific to Israel. We have had a press release released by NGO Monitor. NGO Monitor is an organization that monitors the behavior of certain NGOs, and they have said that working at the behest of the notorious Human Rights Council, the UN Office for High Commissioner for Human Rights has decided to endorse anti-Semitism. It has decided to endorse anti-Semitic BDS, and it has issued a defamatory list of companies, and that this list was made in conjunction, and this is very, very, very important, with pro-BDS and PFLP-linked NGOs. These are NGOs that are linked to terror groups, and that all the countries that are targeted, which is particularly Israel and the United States, their companies, should reassess their relationship with Commissioner Bachelet's office, including cancelling all cooperation and financial support. This is very, very serious. And, you know, if you're anywhere on Twitter, you will see people saying this is tantamount to putting yellow stars on Jews yet again.
Hear you loud and clear. Let's go to the boat.
Let's go to the boat. Well, it looks like the foreign ministry are trying to rock the boat. You know, all jokes aside, Israel's foreign ministry have asked the Japanese authority that the Israelis that are on the quarantined Diamond Princess, which is just off the coast of Japan, be let off the vessel. Obviously, anybody who is still affected with coronavirus will still be quarantined. Yesterday, we heard that there are a possible two victims of coronavirus that may be aboard this boat, but anybody else who has tested clear, the Israeli foreign minister is saying, please, can we try and let them off? We're also concerned that they are supplying or receiving a regular supply of medicine and kosher food, and they said that they are going to make every effort to try and help the Israelis on board.
Apparently, Abbas is taking on Danon, the Israeli ambassador at the United Nations. Is that what's happening?
Well, all I can say is that the image that came into my head with these two yesterday was that they were in a boxing ring. And on the one side, you had Danon, and on the other side, you had Abbas. And this was Abbas addressing the United Nations Security Council after the Palestinians dropped their resolution because of lack of support. And he said, you know, that this is like Swiss cheese. We are still able to, you know, achieve peace. He hasn't given any ways how he's going to achieve peace. He said, you know, we don't support terror. We don't fund terror. We know that one of the criteria of the Trump peace plan is that they end the pay for slay scheme. On the other, in the right hand corner, weighing in at whatever, you had Danny Danon, our ambassador to the United Nations, saying that, you know, this is very, very big coming from Mahmoud Abbas, who's serving the 16th year of his 4-year term, and that if he's serious about peace, he would be in Jerusalem and not at the United Nations. So it was like a knockout round all round, and now we're waiting for the press conference with Olmert and Abbas to take place, and obviously we will bring you updates with that. But very exciting, which I think is the exciting news of the day. A few days ago, we spoke that there will be a summit to be held in Cairo, which would bring Israel and Saudi Arabia together. Now we've heard from a ex-prime minister of Qatar. And if you told me a couple of months ago that we'd be hearing language like this from Qatar, I would have laughed hysterically. But the ex-Qatari Prime Minister says that it looks very, very, very likely that Israel, Qatar, Gulf States, and even possibly Morocco will be signing a non-aggression pact, which is a significant step forward into normalizing relations, into ending tensions. And he went as far as to say the Arab League condemning the Trump peace plan is not helpful to the region. And that's very, very significant and very, very big language coming from a country like Qatar that in the past has been severely criticized for giving asylum to members of Hamas, for supporting financing terror. It's I won't say an about turn, but I think that recognizing Israel and taking this monumentous move towards some kind of normalization or recognition is massively significant for the region.
Going off on a tangent here, Rolene, I'm just interested as to whether the Israeli press and how they're responding to Bernie Sanders' successes in the Democratic primaries.
To be honest, it has been mentioned, but right now the press is absolutely fixated on the story coming out of the United Nations. So sorry, Bernie, your primary victories in certain states don't register that highly. We've got very, very, very important other fish to fry.
And in the very little time that's left, very quickly, please address Hamas and Netanyahu trading blows.
Well, I tell you, them's fighting words. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that Netanyahu had threatened Hamas with a decisive blow, and Hamas have said this is very rich coming from a man who is the head of a caretaker government and in a election cycle, and they responded to the pleas from Egypt and the threats from Israel by sending rockets into southern Israel. So it's very, very evident that there's no way that you can negotiate with Hamas. They are not interested in ending any kind of conflagration anytime soon.
Was a very newsy day indeed. Rolene Marks, look forward to an update from you same time tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you know, it's a date.